We are joined this morning with Dr. Gerard Verschuren to discuss his book, How Science Points to God. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you this morning?
I am doing fine, and I'm glad you got through another problem with the weather.
How about that? Hurricane season is officially open or closed November 1st, right? So yeah. We are counting down the days.
Yeah, but who knows?
Two more what's days. Gonna,
yeah. That's right.
This has been a weird year, so
it
who
has.
Knows what can
no
happen.
Telling. No
yeah,
telling.
Right.
No
you
telling.
You never know.
That's right. That's right. Well, Dr. Gerard, we're told that science and religion often cannot be, people who believe in science don't believe in religion and vice versa. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, I am a human geneticist, a scientist. And each time I tell people that I am a scientist and a religious believer, they look at me like I'm all right. They think that we cannot do both things at the same time or by the same person. Mm-hmm. And in my book, How Science Points to God, I'm going to show that the what science finds for us is basically a pointer to God. Without God, we can't even understand much of science. That is very hard to accept for scientists, but sorry, that's the way it is. So you mentioned before that narcissism is bad news. I think a scientist should be a narcissist and study his own science.
What are those lines? You see that the lanes or the lines between science and theology that shouldn't be crossed, but they seem to. Where properly then should science and where should religion operate, and when is it appropriate to cross?
Yeah, so there is a borderline between the two. I think that is true. That means a scientist cannot say anything about faith as a scientist, and the church cannot say much about science as a religious institution. For science can make a lot of mistakes, and that's what we have to find out. What are the mistakes? But if you accept that science has certain assumptions, and I explain in my book what the assumptions of scientists are, and I even argue that those assumptions come from religion, then we have a completely different view on what science says and what faith says. They can never be in conflict with each other. And that is probably what you meant when you said we cannot cross that border. Mm-hmm. So let me give a few examples of how science points to God. I think one of the strongest points, astronomy has a lot of them, but let's focus this time on what they call the physical constants. Okay. In physics, there are four basic forces in nature: electromagnetism, weak nuclear interactions, and strong nuclear interactions. I probably have lost already a lot of people listening. I'm not going to explain what they do. All I am saying is that those forces have specific values. Mm-hmm. And if those values would have been a little different, disasters could have happened. Or, let's put it more neutrally, our world would be very different and we probably wouldn't have life on Earth. But why are those values the way they are? They have a very important value. And is that coincidence? That is probably what scientists say. Mm-hmm. But Catholics, faith people, would say that is the way they were implemented by God. The Book of Wisdom says, you have arranged all things by measure and number and weight. That's where they come from. And if they would have been different, we would have had a very different world, and probably planets would not go in ellipses around the sun, etc., etc., etc. So
we wouldn't have life at all. Yeah,
no.
And And, you know, and Dr. Vachon, I'm a geologist and, of course, studied evolution growing up, going through school. And I used to ask myself all the time, and they would pit that against faith. Mm-hmm. But I kept asking myself, why life at all? I mean, and why do I even care? It didn't make any sense to me for all these things to be happening with no purpose, because the earth doesn't need us. And mm-hmm. doesn't that get to the why aspect of the whole thing? You know, science is telling us what and how, but the why.
Mm-hmm. The why.
Your thoughts.
The famous why question. Yeah, you say that right. Why is that happening? Mm-hmm. So why is everything in this world the way it is? And I would say and the physical constants point to that too. The way the world is because God made this earth our home. He made it our home. And you cannot explain that by saying, oh, that is all done by coincidence and by the laws of nature. Mm-hmm. Of course, the laws of nature play an important role, but who made the laws of nature? Where do they come from? If you say, oh, that's just the way it is, yeah, that is a very cheap answer.
Right, right.
You need to find out where do those laws of nature come from? Mm-hmm. And my answer again is there is only one decent answer. They come from God because he designed the world the way it is. So if we look at how molecules, atoms react with each other, we have to follow the periodic system. That is a very heavy word in chemistry and physics. They determine what can happen. And if things don't work properly, then they can't exist. Mm-hmm. So there is a world of why did God do this to the world? He made it that way. Mm-hmm. I always say when people say, oh, evolution is done by all kind of rules, yeah, it's not all coincidence. Mm-hmm. The famous, yeah, or infamous Stephen Hawking, he used to say, it's all done by the law of large numbers. If we have a huge number of cases, I am sure there is one of them that is like the way it is on Earth. Well, where does he get that idea from? It's just a new fantasy. Mm-hmm. He cannot prove that. He says, oh, there are multiple universes, and we happen to be in the one that is the correct one for us. So how does he know? Could he ever step outside the universe? I guess only Hawking can. So
we are talking with Dr. Gerard Vachon on his book, How Science Points to God. And real quick, I that does bring up this question. I wanted to ask you this one. And then in some ways, isn't science becoming a religion for some? Mm-hmm. In other words, mm-hmm. they automatically start off with, well, there can't be a God. Now let's go mm-hmm. study things. It's like, right. Well, you just made a statement that you can't prove. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on science becoming almost like a cult mm-hmm. in a sense to some?
Oh, I agree with you. It's and who are the high priest of that semi-religion? Mm. The physicist, the chemist, the biologist, they are the high priest of that religion. And it's amazing that when they get a Nobel Prize for science, then they start coming up with all kind of world views. And they think that their world view is worth as much as their scientific theory. I have news for them. Their world views are as fallible as the world views of any other scientist. Mm-hmm. And basically, if they attack the world view of religion, then they are also attacking their own world view in the same way.
All right.
So it's a semi-religion. Yes, I have no doubt. It's a cult.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you see that changing? I mean, like when you try to explain this, the lay people, we get a better understanding of it, but are they open-minded enough to say, you know what, maybe there is a God, or mm-hmm. God does create all these mm-hmm. things?
There are some opening, but unfortunately, they all have been brainwashed at our universities, and they are basically territories of liberalism and anti-religion views. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very optimistic, but that's one of the reasons why I write books like How Science Points to God. I mm-hmm. hope that some people will see, yeah, that is a very strong argument you are making there. Mm-hmm. And I have heard that from many scientists. But mm-hmm. first of all, they sometimes refuse to even touch that kind of views or books or whatever, because they have been really brainwashed. They are not willing to do what they should do. St. Thomas Aquinas always said, sometimes that is they are against God, not because of good argument, but because of the way they want it to be.
Oh, and yes, yeah, yes.
If people are very strong in that kind of convictions, you don't have a chance to convince them except by prayer.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Gerard Verschrin. We're out of time. We could listen to you our whole hour. We appreciate you being with us to talk about your book, How Science